This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Excuse my babble, I talk until I get in this circuit.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you gotta hang tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream. You're the best around, nothing's gonna
me, Jack Mate. You listen to the Jack Mate Show. You alright, Tom?
Not bad, mate. You?
I'm great, thank you. Will?
Yeah, not bad. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm perfect, mate.
Will, what are you carrying, mate? It looks kind of heavy. Do you mind dropping that beat? Oh my god. Yeah. Air Friday. Air Friday.
Oh, Friday yet again. Are you right, Will?
Yeah, I'm good.
You
I'm good.
A bit nervous, mate.
I'm always nervous.
Your little beady eyes darting around the whole studio.
Actually, I've got quite small eyes, haven't I?
I've always thought that.
You have. Hobbies and sports is the theme of this week, episode number 4. Are radio shows episodes? Can you call them episodes?
It can be whatever you want them to be.
They're bloody episodes. Hobbies and sports. Remember, guys, get involved with us on our show. Tweet in at Jack with two A's or at FUBAR Radio. This week, what are we wanting to know, Thomas?
We want to know your greatest sporting achievements or your greatest sporters. greatest sporting failures.
You want to do that again?
Yes. Greatest sporting achievements / your greatest sporting failures. Wow, so, talking's hard.
So tweet in if you understood any of that. What we've been up to this week, anything? Well, you've been doing anything apart from this?
As I always do, just putting my all into this show. But I think you kind of made a few waves in the internet, didn't you, this week?
Yeah, some splashes online.
I did indeed. 2 million it's on at the moment. I did a video on Facebook.
For those who haven't seen it?
For those who haven't seen it, I basically did a video about mannequins. About, that's all I'm going to say on that, about shop mannequins. And it got 2 million views on Facebook. So I'm earning, not a penny, because no revenue on Facebook.
Yet. One
exactly,
day.
Exactly.
And then after last week's show, guys, didn't we have a bit of an adventure?
Oh, we got a little bit drunk.
A little bit drunk.
Where didn't we go?
No one asked. But we ventured out with our good old pal of the show, Robbie Knox.
We did. He took it. Where did we go? We went to the Soho. No.
We went to Shoreditch House.
And the Soho.
The Groucho.
You know, you remember.
We went to those two places.
See, I can't remember because I was so wasted.
So bloody wasted. But yeah, it was an interesting night.
We also went to see Hugh DJ as well, didn't we? We did.
We went to the CAF.
I like Hugh's hair.
I like Hugh's hair. Hugh looks like a better looking Ben Howard with long hair. No? You agreed with me?
Yeah. I did, yeah. That's when I didn't know you, so I thought I had to agree with everything you said.
Okay.
Oh, so are we actually going to fucking crack on and talk about some sports and stuff or not?
Well, I think we should.
Well, I don't know. Have we ever... What? I think we all collectively can agree that it's going to be mainly football, isn't it? I mean...
And hobbies.
And hobbies, yeah. But when it comes to sport, it's going to be mainly football. Have you played any other sports other than football?
I dabbled at school with rugby. Dabbled. Yeah. Didn't get on with you that well.
Nah. You look like a bit of a...
Dab hand with a shuttlecock.
Oh. That's a soundbite.
Say no more.
Now, we're all big football fans. Later on, we're going to just bring up your great goal scoring record, Tom, that you mentioned last week.
Well, you know, can't be beaten.
How many was that again?
That's 300 goals, and it was in, six seasons.
Ooh.
Six games?
Six seasons.
Sorry.
50 a season.
What team was that for?
Melbourne Youth. We started in the C League. We won the C League. Went in the B League. Destroyed it. Won the B League. Came second in the A League. Then we folded.
No one gives a shit.
Well, you asked, and I'm filling you in.
I didn't ask what league you was
Melbourne
in.
Melbourne Youth.
Oh, go on then. So, sports, Will. Tell us a story, mate.
Well, I used to play football for a Sunday League team called Hanbury, and it was about
I heard of them. Know them well.
Under 12s, and we used to play a lot in central Birmingham. We turned up to one game. And a few of the lads looked a little bit older. One lad was actually playing in his tracksuit bottoms because he had that much hair on his legs that they didn't want to give it away to the referee. And at the end of the game, this will sound like bullshit, he drove away in his car.
And how old were you meant to be?
Under 12s.
That is not true.
I swear, I'll get a source.
Show us the trackies.
Hey?
Show us the trackies.
Find the trackies.
Rip them off him.
Jeez
Louise. Oh dear. No, I think I'm the only one who's currently still playing football though. Am I not? Are you playing?
Well, you say playing football, you scored an own goal.
Attempting to play.
Or did I just say that for comedy?
Who knows?
I am really that shit. But when it comes to hobbies, I think maybe, is this a hobby? Is this a hobby?
No.
No, is it not?
It's Will's job.
Yeah. So
we do it for the love of it. You money grabber.
Should we talk a bit more about the night out, though?
Do you want to just have a second and just try and say words, Tom?
I said...
You're not me last week.
Shall we talk about the night out?
Stupid.
If you want, yeah, we can save hobbies till after. Yeah, we did bond, yeah. Didn't we?
We're a trio now.
Yeah.
We had some fancy fish and chips.
We did.
You guys kept ripping me first. The menu said... The menu said freshly cut chips. So when I ordered it, I said, can I have some freshly cut chips? Didn't swear her. And then you guys laugh and go, oh look, Tom's saying freshly cut chips, the thing it says on the menu. And then the lady behind it started laughing. I was like, alright, if I said chips, you go, well, do you want the old ones? Yeah, no, I want the freshly cut ones.
If you go into Wetherspoons and you see it says beer battered fish and chips, do you go up to the lady and go, oh, can I have a beer battered fish and chips please, with smoky house barbecue sauce please, and some fresh cut iceberg lettuce?
Because it never says that in the whole menu. That's the subplot underneath it. But the main title of it, which is that, I would say beer battered because I don't want normal battered. I want some beer in that batter, please.
You were like a small child. Two freshly cut portions of chips.
I bought
please.
You that fucking meal, mate. You shut your mouth.
Because I bought the food.
I bought that.
To be fair, you still owe us for they the. Call,
yeah, well, I owe a soilage charge as well for that E45.
Oh yeah.
Explain that, mate, quickly.
Yeah. Well, we
came straight after work on the night out, so by the time we were going home, we still had our bags from work.
We did.
I always carry, as most people sensible should do, is a bottle of E45 with them to keep yourself moisturised.
Yeah.
That exploded in my bag and onto the back seat.
In the Uber.
Yeah.
One-star rating.
Luckily, the Uber driver actually gave me 5 stars just before noticing, then turned around and saw the absolute chaos left by Will.
See you later.
Shout out, Kashif.
See you later. Yeah, Kashif.
We can't just steal Aaron Craigsgold's phrase.
I think it's now ours. I think he's given us it.
Unregulated, mate. So
yeah, any catchphrase is ours now. Good.
Well, talking of playing in football tournaments and whatnot, I
segue.
I'm bringing it back.
Bring it back.
This is why I'm the host, Tom.
Go
professional.
Then. Bring it
all
back,
right? Little helper.
Listen,
so I was playing.
Go on.
I was playing in a football tournament when I was younger at Butlins holiday camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember all the teams got split up into little five-a-sides, and they got, so for example, you wouldn't get to pick your name of your team. You'd be Germany or England or whatever, and ours were green, our tops were green. So the guy, and I think I was about 11 at the time, so the guy running the competition, he came over and went, I should say tournament, not competition, but he said, do you want to be, right, you're greens, so you can be Nigeria or Ireland. So obviously I picked Ireland. I don't know why that's obvious, but I went for Ireland over Nigeria. Scored a good goal, and then for the next couple of weeks, I thought I'd play like Robbie Keane.
Yeah.
So I started getting people to call me Keno.
Yeah.
And I was like, call me Keno. And I remember that weren't catching on. And I remember specifically being 11 years old and having a proper go at my granddad, like having a word in his ear. Because he went, do you want a cup of tea, son? And I was like, I'm not son, I'm Keno.
Granddad, can I have a word? What? You know, when you call me son there, I really appreciate it, and you know, because you're not my dad, you're my granddad, and it's an affectionate term, but fucking call me Keno, alright? I'll do a cartwheel in the fucking kitchen. How about that?
Oh dear. Shall we go to our first song?
Why has this song been chosen, Jack?
Oh yes, that's because we were talking about the famous taxi drive with Kashif, wasn't we? And Tom was in the front, just very, very drunk, just questioning him on how an AUX cord works.
I was getting to know him and the cord.
The guy was like, AUX, plug it into your phone, you can play music very loud. And Tom was like, oh, yeah, I'm getting...
Look, the voices are back.
That's pretty bang on impression, though. And he was like, AUX, plug it into your phone. And Tom was like, but how does it work? It was just an AUX. I can just plug it in there right now and it'll work with it. Yeah, just fucking plug it in, Tom. Anyway, you plugged it in. We put on 21 Pilots Ride, and me and you... Well, we were just enjoying it, weren't we? To a very high level.
I just want to stay in the sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes. Pieces of peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes. Yeah, I think about the end just way too much. Say, we have a list of people that we would take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everybody in this room. But they don't seem to see many bullets coming through. See many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man, but literally, I don't know what I do. I'd live for you, and that's hard to do. Even harder to say when you know it's not true. Even harder to write when you know that tonight there were people back home who tried talking to you, but then you ignore them still. All these questions, they're falling like, who would you live for? Who would you die for? And would you ever kill? Taking my time on my ride. Oh, 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 I'm falling. So I'm taking my time on my ride. I've been thinking too much.
thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
Help me.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
Thinking too much. Help me.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
Help me.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
Help me.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
21 Pilots, absolutely love them at the moment. We played a song of theirs on the last show, and we played another one today.
Yes, we did.
Stop laughing at me,
Tom. I'm enjoying your company and your face. Didn't enjoy your face before, but after all that stuff that happened in, under the doctor's knife, well, now you look great.
Well, come back to me when you can speak.
Hey. We're all friends.
Radio host, and he can't speak.
We've had an email in. to do with the question of the day, which was any sporting failures or achievements, which I said very clearly early on.
Yes.
And this is from Gemma from Hayes. Said, I got forced into doing the 800 metres at a school sports day by a friend who was the sport captain or something along those lines. I came last, passed out on the grass, and then threw up.
Oh, you don't want that, do
well,
you?
Well, it's taking part that counts, I guess. Anyway.
So, I hear that you're going to tell me about a story in which you overdosed, Thomas.
That sounds a bit dark, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. So.
Well, basically, as is a sport and hobbies, I was, you know, I go to the gym, which you can obviously tell by my physique. These biceps don't just come on their own. But I was going to the gym, and my friend, our mutual friend, Joshua Dunnewell, has a lot of lotions and potions, like proteins and things like that.
Oh, okay.
So there's a pre-gym workout. It's a little bit of caffeine in it. And I was like, oh, can I have some of that? And last time I saw him do it, he just poured it in, because it was like, okay, I was like, okay, I'll do that then. Yeah. So I asked for, can I have the caffeine thing? They gave me, I poured it in, started drinking it, walking down to the gym. And I started feeling a little bit funny on the way there. And he's like, oh, you're fine. It's just, you know, it's just the energy.
What was it?
It was pure because it was. I got to the gym and I essentially was standing there. I tried to work out and I felt really like headache. No, I don't feel right. I don't feel right. And I went on my phone. My thumb was shaking, and I was like, oh, "This is weird." And I was like, "I'm not going to do this." I went home, and then basically what happened and what we found out was I took pure caffeine, and I poured loads in, so about 5 tablespoons in, and you're supposed to take a 16th of a tablespoon.
What?
So I took that many, and I was awake all night. I didn't sleep at all. I listened to 8 football rambles in a row, and I was being sick, and I didn't know what was going on, and I was just like, I had a bit of a binge of watching them. Don't you know if you remember the program Boy Meets World?
No.
Anyway, really. There's a teacher kind of thing, and I kept thinking I was Corey Matthews, the kid from there, and Mr. Feeney was giving me advice because I was in a weird thing. I was like, oh, I'm letting down Mr. Feeney. Just there, like, rolling around bed, really confused what was going on. And then I basically didn't sleep at all. And then the next day, looking into it, we're like, oh, we figured out that I should have only took a 16th of it. Called up the hospital, and I'm like, get him in. So I was there, and I was like, absolutely shitting myself all the way there. I was like, oh no, got there really nervous. I wasn't even thinking, like, this could be it for me, this could be doors, because online there's things you can get, heart attack from having too much caffeine.
Yeah.
So I got there, and then when eventually the nurse said, oh, you know, you'll be fine, you've gone past the worst of it, she gave me a couple of sachets to take to rehydrate my body, and then I made a joke straight away because I felt new. I was alright. I was like, oh, taking both at once, should I? And she's just like, yeah. So I thought it was hilarious. I just started being really cocky, and I was like, but that was a terrifying time. And I went home, and then I still didn't feel right, and I had like one slice of pizza, and I'm laying in bed, and I was just still freaking out and thinking of weird stuff. And in my head I was just like thinking the pizza was just falling through my body, and I kept thinking, oh, but when it settles, then I'll be able to sleep. But that pizza kept falling, Will. It kept bloody falling. So, yeah, guys, caffeine isn't a joke. And be careful, because apparently I took the equivalent of 20 espresso shots.
Ooh,
in
wow.
one go.
Wow.
Which is nuts.
And this was recent, wasn't it?
It was fairly recently, yes.
When was it? March, April?
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago. It was horrible.
So, talking of hobbies, does anyone remember? Well, you obviously do remember. You remember Conkers?
Oh, yes, I bloody do.
Did you play these?
Yes.
Did you play Conkers? Did you ever, be honest here, guys, mm-hmm. did you ever care about how hard or how strong your Conker was?
Yeah.
Well, obviously you would, because you're a fucking little fast boy, but what about you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's the old vinegar trip.
Yep.
Did you ever do that?
Yeah.
Cooking it as well.
It's just getting vinegar and putting Conkers in. It's not hard.
I think it's a bit pathetic. Even more so.
So you lost quite a few games of Conkers.
Yeah. I did because I never hardened them. But anyway, I googled literally the other day. I was like, stop it. They're making faces at me. So I googled the other day saying how to harden your Conkers, because I thought there must be forums out there or websites that teach you how to do this. And I came across a forum. I can't remember what it's called, but it's essentially about that. So I'm going to read to you now some legit reasons to how... You got a problem, Will? No, you're all good?
you're starting on me about my Conkers.
No, I'm just telling a Conker story here, mate.
Yeah.
So,
I'm listening.
Yeah, we'll stop doing little silly games with Tom, all right? You'll be out. There's plenty of producer out there, all right? So I'm basically going to share some stories now that are user-submitted by adults on how to harden your Conkers.
Get your notepads, guys.
So is it
Conker season now?
We're just left it behind.
Oh,
so
God.
There'll be a few remnants out there.
Yeah.
If you wanna, on the way home, pocket a few. Maybe they'll be hard as well. I don't know. But there. So here's a few tips about how to harden your Conkers. This one sent in from William Barrett, age 32, from London. Ah, that old chestnut. It's not a chestnut, it's a Conker. I've been through it. The best way to harden Conkers is to send them to boarding school. Well, this guy's obviously a joker.
People on the forums hate him.
He got 49 thumbs up, two thumbs down. So we can tell what kind of guys we're dealing with on this shithole of a website. Number two, this is sent in by Mark Rutherford, age 43. So thanks for sending this in. Mark or Martin, can't remember.
I'm enjoying it, carry on.
I used to store some of my Conkers in a cupboard until the following year, by which time they could smash a king-size ball bearing. Not to mention my opponent's Conkers. Oh. Well, mention that bit. That's the main bit.
I only battle ball bearings.
Using this method, I was the proud owner of a 2-1 tour. And then in brackets, retired undefeated. Does anyone know what a 2-1 tour is?
I know it's a method of if you beat someone, then you win. Don't you win their wins?
Yeah.
If they've won 7 battles, you then inherit their wins.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So he's a 2-1 tour. So thanks for that, Mark. Mark or Martin? I don't know.
So that 2-1 tour mean it's 212?
Yeah, 212, because he kept his in it wherever it was for a year. So
fuck me.
Anyway, we got another one coming in from David Wiltshire from Flackwell Heath. So thanks, David. This takes me back to the war years, so he's fairly old. With my granny's help, I had great success in the Conker season. Ooh. Choose Conkers with the most even shape, bore through them with a meat skewer, and then place overnight in the oven. In a following day, they are ready for battle. Grammar's not on point there. As this tactic was frowned upon, the Conkers would have a quick polish before to make them more shiny and less obviously doctored.
How are they doctored? Oven. Was it the oven?
Yeah, the oven. The oven, yeah, yeah.
That's like when people go to paintball parks and you know you have to buy them within now. People were freezing paintballs and putting them into a gun.
I know. Jeez. That's ridiculous.
Sick
isn't
fucks.
Who brings your own paintballs to a paintball fight? I don't.
Sad. Very sad. Now, this one is... We've got two more. We've got a big one and a little one. And this one has come in from Will Brazier. Play the thing again, Will, while I show... Oh, there we go.
Stop, mate.
The only, in capitals, way to actually harden Conkers, despite what many people say, is to store them in a cool, dry place for at least 1 year.
So you start now.
You have to start now. It is best to store about 20 or more in a shoebox in a garage. So specific. It's got to be... Many of the Conkers will go mouldy and the insides will become full of green, dusty substance. But one should survive. One should survive.
Survival of the fittest.
In play, it is normal that the shell will break off. That is because the inside will have dried out and shrunk. Do not worry if this happens, as it is the inside that is the strongest.
Wow.
Thanks for that, Will. Okay, we know it wasn't really you. Put the thing back on, I've got one more. This is my favourite one. To get a hard conker, put it in vinaigrette for one night, then varnish. Or put it in an airing cupboard and leave for 1 year. Both have the same outcome.
Wow.
Well, what are you going to choose then? What are you going to choose if they both have the same outcome?
The outcome's victory either way.
Yeah.
Well, I thought freezing was one of my methods.
Surely that's frowned upon in the conker community.
Because they're going to be just covered in ice, so people are going to know.
Yeah, but they're like, ice, I'm the ice conker player.
The knack to it is doing your conkers hard without people knowing you've molested.
Wow.
That's the wrong adjective to use. So, yeah, that's you can stop
tampered.
That now. So,
tampered.
Can I?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, just, yeah, we're very professional on this show. That's just some ways in which you can harden your conkers. I can't help but think that's a euphemism.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. That's not going to be a weekly segment, don't you worry.
Well, you don't know. See how the numbers look.
Was it that strong?
Yeah, really strong.
Did you guys enjoy it?
Oh, I want to keep it in my airing cupboard for a year and see what happens to it. And the next song is OK Co, Get Over It.
Drag, what a chore.
guys, remember, guys, tweet in at FUBAR Radio and at Jack with two A's and let me know what your greatest bloody sport and achievement is, or alternatively, what your biggest fail in the world of sport is. Play a bed, Will. I think we need a bit of a...
Wait a second.
This is awkward.
There's a note on the table.
Oh, let's read.
Underneath a pint. It says, join us at the FUBAR. Follow the trail of pork scratchings on the floor. Let's follow these scratchings.
Oh, right. Tom, get the door, mate. Get the door.
Let me just get this door. God, that's creaky.
It's cold in here.
Oh, God.
You're right, guys. Nice to meet you. Bill, how you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, God. Yeah, we're just playing OK Go. Yeah, it went really, really well.
Hello, lads!
Oh, God. Jeez.
He's back.
Blimey.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, that's that coffee yours. Yeah.
Oh, it's completely gone and I'm ready to take it off, I tell you. I'm ready.
That was annoying, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was annoying, yeah. If I actually listen back, it's very annoying. Right. Can I get you a drink anyway?
Yeah, I actually generally would like a drink. And I will have a tropical lilt from the draft, please.
Oh, you know we love lilt on draft here. One coming up.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, nice.
Mm. Yeah, you're right to the top. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Nice. And for you, it's a Jack Mate, was it?
Yeah, Jack Mate. Yeah, call me what you want, babe. I will have a...
Don't be rude.
Cherry Powerade on draft, please.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I've got that. Great.
I literally have everything in it. Anything you order.
Anne loves Powerade, especially on draft.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially on draft.
Go on then, mate. How you been? Is your week been good?
Yeah, good here in the food bar. We've had plenty on. We had acoustic night the other night.
Oh, nice. What's the earnings like?
Big. I tell you what, the big game is the pub game, or the bar game, as I like to call it. Get yourself into that
Is that what we're doing now?
Yeah. I'll tell you what's even bigger earner on here.
What's that?
A pub quiz.
Oh, that's what we're doing now.
Ding dong.
Okay, cool.
Are you lads? We're doing sports and hobbies. Is that correct?
We are, mate. We are, yeah. Do you know much about that?
No. No, but I've got my son Johnny. You spoke to him last week.
That was Jimmy, I think.
Jimmy was seven.
Got two sons. But basically, we've done a football quiz for you because I know I like to keep my Patriots nice and happy. So, right. Do you want to start? You got pens and paper?
We have indeed, mate.
Ten questions this week, is it, Jeff? Because
20 went on. It dragged a bit.
Well, we got some customer feedback.
So, Tom, you're obviously 1-0 up after last week, mate.
Yep, 1-0.
So I am determined to win this game.
Well, best of luck, good sir.
Yes, right. Should we shake hands for the sake of
this is lovely gesture.
Yeah. Well, he just kicked me in the shin.
No, I didn't.
He just swore at me under the table.
Listen to you, look. Alright, carry on with the quiz then, mate.
Right, let's start. Question number one.
Yeah.
Dennis Bergkamp's arrival at Arsenal was a catalyst for the now traditional brand of beautiful football.
Yeah.
But how many goals did he score for the club?
Oh my word.
Ridiculous.
Are you being serious?
Is this closest to?
I'll give you four answers then.
No, is this why don't we just do closest to?
Which my pub, my quiz.
Closest to?
No, because now you're going to have to make up three answers and we're going to be able to tell by the...
Okay, go. The 60, 80, 100 or 120?
Okay. Right, I've written mine, producer, barman, Jeff.
Yeah, mine's down, Jeff.
Lovely stuff. Alex McLeish has set up pretty much everyone in Birmingham, defecting to Villa a couple of years ago. But which of these players... But which of these players ran out for both clubs? Darren Bent, Thomas Hitzlsperger, Dwight York, or Andy Townsend? Get your answers down there quickly.
Can I just say, you are pretty good at writing quizzes.
Thank you very much.
You are very good, mate.
Who was the first one? Bentley.
Darren Bent, Thomas Hitzlsperger, Dwight York, or Andy Townsend?
Done, sold.
Go on. Dwight York.
Question three. Kevin Davis has been one of Bolton's most consistent performers since he joined all those years ago. But which of these clubs did he have two separate spells at? Southampton, Blackburn, Norwich, Cardiff.
Southampton, Blackburn, Norwich, Cardiff.
See Tom Norris there, pretty quick on the get to.
Yeah, I think he's bluffing.
Big fan of Kevin Davis.
Why do you like him so much, Tom?
I just think he plays football for himself rather than the money, and I think sometimes when he scores a goal, he likes to think of it as a basketball.
Interesting.
What?
Lovely stuff. Question four. Blackburn are one of only four teams to win the Premier League. But which of these clubs is their most loathed rivals? Preston, Burnley, Bolton or Wigan?
Bristol?
No, Preston.
Preston.
Burnley.
Burnley.
Bolton or Wigan?
Okay, I'm going to have a little punt.
I'm really not doing well in this quiz.
Are you all right, mate?
Yeah, I'm just...
Do you want another drink?
Yes, please, mate. Yeah. Can I have curdled milk, please, from Draft? Oh, there it is. Yeah. Thanks, mate.
And you?
I'll have a latte, please. Wait. A mocha.
That sounds a lot like
a latte.
Well, it's what, they could all come out the same pipe, so you might taste a bit funky.
Okay, can I have another drink, please? No. Just can I have another drink, please?
What would you like?
Just a tiny, tiny little shot of espresso, please. Oh, that's a...
Oh. You got your...
There you go, mate.
Oh, you done me, Jeff.
Did you drink? We did.
Oh, that's lovely. It's full of caffeine, mate.
Question number five. Chelsea's Frank Lampard is one of the Premier League's highly scoring midfielders, but Lamps has got his brains too, famously getting an A star in which GCSE subject? English, business studies, Latin or maths?
So basically, what did Lampard do well at school?
Yeah, how the fuck are we going to know that?
Just got what did he get an A star in? We've all seen his school report.
Have we?
Well, I've seen Johnny's and Jimmy's lately, and they've both done very well. So, okay. Cheers to them.
Yeah, great.
Cheers.
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 Cheers. Question six.
Not got a sound effect for that then.
No, we just did it there. Cheers.
Oh, you did it, okay.
Question six. David Moyes has been at Everton, was at Everton for 10 seasons, famously taking him to fourth in 2005. But how many times has he won the prestigious LMA Manager of the Year... LMA Manager of the Year Award, sorry. Got my words out. You know the LMA Manager. You ever used to have the games?
No, Jeff.
LMA Manager?
No.
What, and you did? You this big Yorkshire bar...
No, I didn't. My son's had a fake station or something.
What?
Question seven.
Your son's seven. How is he going to carry on?
Craven Cottage was recently upgraded to house over 25,000 people. But which of these statements about the ground is true? The stadium features a neutral section. The club shop sells Fulham-branded rugby balls. Craven Cottage is the closest football league ground to a river. The ground plays a key part in the deleted scene from Lock, Stock. Got you thinking, hasn't it?
These questions, mate.
Oh, they're so hard.
They're very hard, aren't they?
Well, you said they were too easy last week.
They were very easy last week.
No, I think last week was just right.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is next level.
You got a test, haven't you?
Yeah. Mm.
Question eight.
I don't know if we'll be turning up next week.
No.
Why?
Might give it a miss.
You're one of my loyal customers, though.
Yeah.
We love you here.
Once a week.
Huh?
We love you here.
Don't go.
I need this.
I love you. Question eight. Alan Shearer made a doomed attempt to save Newcastle, which I think Tom will remember very well.
Come on.
But how many games did the Tomb Striker manage to win in his brief spell in charge? None, one, two, or three?
We're in a Newcastle top today, actually, guys. I don't know if you noticed the sport thing.
We can tweet that out, I think.
Nice.
We could tweet it out.
We could put a picture
on it. Check it out!
No, but let's not.
Rumour has it!
Is that, can I just ask, in the last two questions, is there a West Ham related question?
No.
Well, how's that fair? You've asked him a Newcastle related question.
About us getting relegated.
So, you're going to know about it, aren't you?
Well, actually,
I'm not used to relegation. I really am. Go on then, mate.
You alright?
Yeah.
Question 9. Money-backed Man City owner Sheikh Mansour has spent a fortune on dragging the team to the Champions League. But how much money is he actually worth? 2 billion, 3 billion, 5 billion, 7 billion. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of bill.
Almost as much money as we made down the foo bar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I know, I've got a lot of debts to pay, so... If any creditors are listening, leave me alone. Question 10. Manchester United boss Sir Alex Ferguson isn't one to have regrets, as we all know.
Yeah.
But which of these players did he once wish he signed? Matt Le Tissier, Alan Shearer, Paul Gascoigne, or Frank Lampard?
I have got the answer on my piece of paper.
I've not got a clue. That's all I've got.
Answers,
please, Jeff.
We want to get the hell out of here, and we want to get on with our radio show.
Yeah. Okay, question one. What did you answer there?
What was the question again, mate? Come on.
Burkham goals.
Burkham goals.
Oh, I went for the big 8-0.
I went for 8-0 as well.
Yes, that's correct.
Eat my goal. Kind of. Cut it.
You got Temple Wumber in this week, eh, Jeff?
Lovely lads. Shame the music ship. What was the Alex McLeish pretty much upset? The whole of Birmingham. But which player ran out for both clubs? Tom Norris.
I've got Tom H.
I've got Thomas Hitzer.
It was Dwight York.
Was it?
It was. Are you questioning me?
I told you, didn't I?
You jokingly tried to steer me the wrong way.
Kevin Davis has been one of Bolton's most consistent performers in 2003, but which club did he play two spells for?
Southampton.
Oh, well, I fucked it then.
Southampton's correct.
I took Blackburn.
You put what?
Blackburn.
Blackburn? What'd you do that for? You daft prat. Question four. Blackburn are only one of four teams in the Premier League to have won it, but which of the clubs is the most loathed rivals? Who did you go for?
Burnley.
Wigan.
It is Burnley.
Yes!
Oh, he's back. It's 2-2. 2-2 on the cards. Who's going to win?
I'm going to win this week.
Stay tuned to Football Radio to find out who wins.
Question
this
five. Frank Lampard, what was he bloody smart in?
English.
He knew his business, didn't he?
It was Latin.
Oh, really?
It was.
That bloody pig.
The David Moyes question. How many times did he win that bloody award?
Duh.
Two?
Duh plus ooh.
Three?
Yeah.
It was two. Oh,
yes. Bollocks. 3-2 to the nozzer.
What's bloody unusual about Craven Cottage, Jackmate?
Lockstop.
River.
No, I reckon that would be the Riverside Stadium in Middlesbrough. Am I right, Jeff?
You are wrong.
It's Premier.
It's correct.
Is it River?
Yeah. It's correct. Moving on. Question eight. Alan Shearer.
You got this wrong.
I haven't.
The Middlesbrough Stadium.
I haven't.
The Riverside Stadium.
Right, Craven Cottage isn't a cottage, Jack.
The Riverside. Oh, that's pathetic. It's a stone's throw away.
Alan Shearer made a doomed attempt to save Newcastle in 2009. How many games did he win, Tom?
One.
I don't want to play.
Jack?
I don't want to play.
Jack?
He put zero.
He put Tom, right.
I put one.
Yeah, correct.
Yes.
How much money have those blokes at Man City got? Jack?
Not playing.
Jack?
5 billion.
Tom, thank you. Correct.
Oh, I'm smashing it now.
Question 10. Which player did Ferguson actually want at Man United? Jack?
Not playing.
He wanted Gazza to look after him so he didn't go off the rails.
I put Matt Letizia, by the way.
It was Alan Shearer.
Oh, fucking shite.
Well, he also said the same thing about Gazza.
Tom, I just write the questions. So yeah, I should know the answers.
Shit, and I'm not playing next week.
6 out of 10, 60% success rate.
2 out of 10, 20%.
You look a bit upset. Who's that? You look a bit upset, Jack.
Yeah, I'm just a bit annoyed, mate.
Why?
Because I would put... Is that a factual answer?
That's correct,
well,
yeah.
Well, maybe I'm wrong, then.
Yeah, you are.
We'll play a song. We'll have a little look-see, shall we?
Yeah, we will.
Oh, okay. I don't know what the next song is.
You know, it's your favourite.
I'm too busy doing this fucking quiz,
mate. Oh, this crock of shit. Yeah, Jack.
I didn't really know. I just didn't want to say it.
This is Jack's Joyce, Tenacious D tribute.
Why not?
Come on. Grow up.
We're flopping, aren't we?
What?
I know what you mean.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
This is the greatest and best song in the world. Tribute. Long time ago, me and my brother Kyle here, we was hitchhiking down a long and lonesome road. All of a sudden, there shined a shiny demon in the middle of the road. And he said, play the best song in the world, or I'll eat your soul. Well, me and Kyle, we looked at each other, and we each said, okay. And we played the first thing that came to our heads. Just so happened to be the best song in the world. It was the best song in the world. Look into my eyes and it's easy to see. One and one make two, two and one make three. It was destiny. Once every 100,000 years or so, when the sun doth shine and the moon doth glow and the grass doth
loved us. Be you angels, and we said nay. We are but men. And the peculiar thing is this, my friends. The song we sang on that fateful night, it didn't actually sound anything like this song.
This is just a tribute. You gotta believe it, and I wish you were there. Just a matter of opinion. Good God, God love you. I'm so surprised to find you can't stop here. I'm finally really a foul rich motherfucker. Come on, fix it.
That bloody song. I don't know why. When I saw the running order for today and I saw that song, I thought that was a complete mess up.
What's wrong with it?
We got given this nice opportunity to play any song we want in the world, and you're picking comedy songs, but Nation State, which are about 20 years old.
Well, I heard it on Radio 1 the other night, and I thought it was pretty good.
It was on Radio 1 the other night? What's going on?
It actually was.
Jesus. Well, you might have heard then, with a slight little bit of error on Mr. Williams' part, we forgot to turn things down. Jack revealing that we had a late night last night when we went to a
Don't
gig.
Don't tell him that!
Well,
forget it, move on.
We had a late night, went to a gig last night, and actually, I was going to tell you a tale, so we got there anyway.
Okay, go on.
When we were there, I was there with some of my other friends as well. And I went outside, and there's a woman who is someone's some mate of mine's mum who was there, and she's not a big fan of me, and I know she actively doesn't like me. So I was talking to my friend, and then this woman comes out, and she stood directly in front of me, blocking me from this conversation with my friends. As in, like, so she walked outside, I was talking to my friend, she stood in front of me, this woman, a grown woman, mum of someone.
I don't know if you mentioned, but I won't listen, when did this happen?
Last night.
Oh.
And she stood in front of me when I was talking to my mates, and I said to them before, this woman doesn't like me, she stood in front of me, blocked the conversation, and then like a kid would do,
yeah.
And then she turned around and goes, oh, you're not the one I don't like, are you?
What?
And I was like, yeah, I am. I was like, I don't know why you don't like me, but there's no reason at all, but you don't like me. And she was like, oh, well... Weirdest thing! Grown lady standing in front of me, and I was like, come on, grow up.
Oh, talking about growing up, when I was younger, I used to think, well, I was actually 14 at the time, so a bit too old. I used to think I was going to be the next David Blaine.
Magician, yeah?
Yeah, you know, the guy that does all these stunts and that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, me and my cousin Reese, we stood on these road bollards, so I stood on one,
yeah.
And he stood on the other one, and honestly, we didn't move for hours. I beat him. I was on the... How long do you think I was on the bollard for?
20 minutes.
Well, Will, how long?
35.
35 minutes?
Yeah.
2 hours... 25 minutes. So Reese was on for 2 hours 15.
By bollard, do you mean the yellow things?
You know when you just get the little stumps, and like the concrete stumps?
Oh, yeah.
I was just stood on them, like that. And I remember some guy came up to me, and because obviously he lived in the house opposite, so he must have seen these two kids stood on these bollards for about 2 hours, thinking, what are these guys doing? So we come over, and he said, hello, guys, what are you doing? And we just stared at him. Like, we just locked eyes and just stared at him. Yeah, he stood there for about 15 seconds and walked off.
Like breathing gargoyles.
Indeed, indeed. But you guys, when you were that age, were busy making funky beats.
Making hit records.
Yeah, I was standing on roadballads. So.
Tom, can you tell me a little bit more about your musical career?
To be honest, I've known you a good year now. And
a great year, actually.
Yeah,
Jake.
Probably the best of your life. Not mine, but I don't actually know much about your musical background, so I'll be quite interested to hear.
I used to be in many a band, and I used to play guitar and sing in the bands. The band I think Will's talking about is a band called My Toy Heart, and we're a very emo-y looking band.
My Toy Heart.
Yeah, don't play with a Jack My Heart. Don't play with this toy of a heart I've got. That was the kind of vibe we were going for. Okay. But we were quite catchy and cheesy.
All right.
Yeah. So it was more poppy.
Well, did you actually sing in the band?
I wrote songs and sang. You've heard me sing, Jack.
Have I?
On the jingles.
Oh, yeah, that's not singing, is it?
That's rapping.
Do you want to have a listen?
Have you got a bit?
Yeah. I've got a bit.
Yes.
We've got the entire back catalogue.
If this is as good as I think it's going to be, this is going to make up for all the shitty Tom's Tales he's written at the end of every episode.
Shitty Tom.
Go on. Go on, please.
Started it from somewhere very nice.
Go on, then. Oh.
I mean, talk over it, because we'll take it in as well, but...
No, I can't.
At this stage, we were just going for, a bit of that crazy...
Blink-182,
a bit, a bit urban, though, I think. And we were going for something very unique.
Yeah.
And this part especially.
Hello.
And that bit there, just to break it up, just a little bit of a jokey...
If you didn't actually catch what that was, I can actually... let's listen to a little bit of it, let's get at least hear the words.
There you go. This sends me back. Fans upon fans upon fans.
Will stop it?
Yes.
What was that all about? What was the about? American...
Take me to the other side. We'll get to you, Jack. When you're in a band of that age and you're learning things like Blink-182 and Green Day, you just end up just singing an American accent, I find.
I heard you say, Jack, what was that little bit in the intro, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, being the good producer I am, obviously, Mike aside, I actually...
Hello.
There you go. Just have that as your little ringtone.
Hello.
Yeah, that was from Team America, was it?
Doesn't matter, really.
Well, it's not mine. It's not me saying it.
Tom, shut up.
Hello.
All right, we know you're here. Keep nice. That's
Hello.
Stop it.
All right, that's enough about me. Will, I know you sang in the band as well. Tell us about it.
Take me to the other side.
I used to be in a little indie pop band.
Did you?
What were they called?
Oh, my word.
It didn't matter what they were called.
What were they called? My Toy Heart.
Paper Shapes.
Paper Shapes.
Paper Shapes. I do prefer that to My Toy Heart.
It is a better name.
Well, it's kind of like an indie pop thing.
Paper Shapes.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you taking it seriously?
Yeah.
How serious?
I take everything seriously.
Yeah. As we saw.
But no, yeah, it was like I really liked. Do you remember a band called One Night Only?
Yes.
Yeah. Just for tonight, maybe we'll make it. Seem like you want this.
Seem like you want this.
Yeah, I do.
So it was a bit like. Shall I give you a little blast?
Yeah. I'd love a bit of this.
Go on, then. Is this you? Oh, my word.
First day.
God, he's flopping, isn't he?
I'm flopping.
He is bloody flopping, this kid.
Is this you, then? Or One Night Only? This is you.
This is, well.
Okay, come on, I'm getting into this.
Distinction.
Paper Shapes, live in the Foo Bar.
I want to throw some fucking paper shapes to this.
What do you think so far?
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. That was a lead vocalist, so...
here we go.
3, 2, 1, take it away, mate.
Yeah, nice. Well, I want to hear the chorus, but it sounds annoyingly good. I can tell you what it sounds like then.
Yeah?
But
Jack, what do you think so far?
I think it sounds a bit like Morrissey.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Just thought. Ready for the chorus?
Quite actually quite like it.
That's all right. I ain't got much to say about that.
Yeah, but too good.
Not too.
Anyone
good.
Anyone want to sign me up? Sounds, I love you.
Sounds like you probably stink a bit. But yeah.
Why?
But, you know.
You got a smelly voice.
Yeah, it's really smelly voice.
Is that some kind of reference that, that you've been talking
about? The life's complexity is when the leather runs more than the passengers.
I can't go out to die, so I haven't got a stitch to wear.
Oh, just stink coming from your mouth.
Yeah, okay. It's very stinky mouth.
Is that, do I need to go and brush my teeth?
No, you don't smell now, but I reckon back then you was probably a right stinker.
Yeah,
right,
well, a proper right stinker.
Yeah, well, I get what you mean there, Tom.
Yeah, come on.
If I was...
you flopping bastard.
If I was indie, Tom was punk,
yeah.
Would you probably say you're a bit of a hipster?
Oh, I'm proud. I'm proud of this.
I just love how cool we are.
I just love how cool you are, Jack.
Who's that guy? Who's that guy?
It just seems like everybody else in the world doesn't want to be as cool as us. Maybe nobody wants to be a hipster anymore.
Yeah, Friday.
Of course they do.
Oh, you guys. To be a hipster. Yeah, go on.
Live.
Ready? Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah. FUBAR.
It's your boys.
Yeah.
It's your
boys. Tom, Jack and Will.
It's Jack.
Yeah.
And Steve.
It doesn't matter.
I like this.
Yeah.
It's hipster.
Yeah, thank you. Right.
Let's do this.
Sit down, fuckers, you don't know who we are. We're hipster gods, I wouldn't go that far. Well, we're next level indie, we're cool and shit. We do loads of jokes and get away with it. Yeah, that's enough, Will.
Yeah.
Will.
That's Will.
That is pretty pathetic.
So that's
can I just ask a question?
Go ask away.
Sorry to interrupt you again, Tom. Did you earn any money from your band?
I did actually. Yeah.
Did you? How?
How much did I earn?
I don't think it.
From gigs?
Yeah, you actually got paid gigs.
Yeah.
How much did you get?
We'd have riders.
Yeah.
Oh, can I have four Panda Pops, please, and three Twixes?
What about you?
I didn't earn anything. Did you tour, Will?
No, I did a little bit of gigging. Actually played with the 1975.
Did you?
Yeah. Remember Alex Clare?
Yeah.
No.
Played with him?
You didn't make any money, did you?
No, I made we paid for the night and stuff.
Did you have fans was this MySpace days, was it?
MySpace, yeah.
How many likes? Is it likes and what was it? Just friends, is it?
We had 1,200 likes on our Facebook page. So it's actually still going.
Did you got music videos out? Any?
No, no music videos.
We'll sort that afterwards, mate. We'll have a chat.
No, but I earn a fair bit of dosh from hipster.
From what, mate? Oh, did you?
So you take the piss
for that shit?
Want. Yeah, take the piss who you want. Well,
all right.
But
we weren't taking the piss, mate.
Oh no, I was never in a band. Guys, just to let you know, we've got Luke Moore from the Football Ramble coming up in 15 minutes.
Ew.
Big fans of Lukey boy.
Mostradamus.
We'll even give him a little chumbawamba if that's all right with
it
you.
Certainly
Will.
Is my
Luke
friend.
Moore coming on at 5:15.
I get knocked out.
Yeah, so look forward to that. I think we're now about to go to a song, aren't we?
Yes, to make up for that Tenacious D dribble you heard, we're going to listen to a song called Forest Whitaker by Bad Books.
Second half, right?
We are really flopping.
Always say you do.
ever see me with a black motorbike. I dicked around, but it's just like a movie. This picture is off with the sound. Clearly in sight, I don't reply due to lack of an ego, and laziness cuts like a knife. You say that you're good, had a baby with Biker, named him Forrest Whitaker. I'm laying low on the probable chance you convince me to give him.
Mics on now, Will.
Yeah, mics are on.
Okay.
Bad no books. Fucking flopping!
Bad Books, Forrest Whitaker.
I enjoyed that.
What is that song? I thought Forrest Whitaker was an actor.
Yes.
Oh, it's right. Just a song named after him.
You're very hipster, aren't you?
I'm very alternative, Jack. Yeah. I don't know if you've realised.
Who's your favourite band?
My favourite band? Oh, I don't know if you've heard of the Manchester Orchestra.
Have you?
No.
They're not from Manchester either, and they're not a bloody orchestra.
A lot of bullshit you speak, mate. A lot of bullshit. Talking of bullshit that Tom speaks, can you remember last week that awful thing that he said, Will? You remember? I'm talking about the 300 goals.
I used to score goals in the right goal.
Oh,
300
great.
Goals from Melbourne Youth.
How many?
300. For 20 goals in 4 games I scored.
This, and this come is,
this,
on,
it's not
man.
Even a lie. This is like under 13s. I was banging them in.
I'll see you next week.
I was banging them in.
Nice little soundbite from last week. 300. Yeah, do you remember mate. That claim you made?
I still very much stand behind that claim.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not. I wasn't lying. I'm still not lying.
I tell you, every night this week, me and Will have been up late on the phone to each other. I was on my bed with a lantern and a blanket like that. Just, Will, do you believe the 300 goals thing? Oh, I don't know. We'll have to find out. Do you know what I mean?
Well, so,
what are you doing, Will?
Just going to make a call. You talk amongst yourselves for a couple of bits.
Just making a call in the
middle
of
it. What was your like favourite football memories, like your first couple of ones?
Well, I don't know.
He's calling a scout to come down and look at have a look at me and assess me for the next season.
I don't think you're that far wrong, to be honest.
Well, you know, I just like to score goals, and goals get the girls.
How many of the 300 goals can you remember? What was your best goal?
My best goal, my first game I ever played at under sevens, I scored a hat trick.
Oh, hello. What's this?
Just making a call.
Who's what?
Genuinely don't know what's going on now, but that's all right.
Just making a quick call.
Hello, Melbourne Youth.
Hello, is that Melbourne Youth?
Yes.
Hello, yeah. My name's Will Brazier. I work on a radio show in North London, Fubar Radio. I was just wondering if you could help me with something at all.
Sorry, who did you say you were?
I'm Will Brazier. I work on the Jack Mate Show. We have a presenter that works with us, a co-presenter turns up, called Tom Norris. Basically, he made a claim last week that he scored over 300 goals for the club.
What's his name?
Oh, my name's Tom Norris. I used to play for Melbourne Youth many a moon ago under Lee Barnard and Colin Barnard. I'm not sure if you remember them.
Is that
right? Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I basically just told them my goal scoring history, and they've decided to call you and try and make me look a fool live on the radio.
Do you know anyone at your club that had scored 300 goals?
300 goals. Yes. Not in my time, mate. No.
How long have you been? Have you been there?
As long as I can remember. So no.
That's a bit.
Who are we talking to? Sorry.
I'm the owner of Melbourne Youth. I run the whole club.
You're in the whole club. Okay.
Any more questions?
Just a stooge. You've set up a stooge.
No, he's genuinely Googled and got the number to Melbourne Youth.
Okay.
I spent all night doing this. Sorry, yeah. Mate. You're probably not aware of this, but Tom made. He said he scored 20 goals in 4 games as well. Can you confirm that?
He obviously wasn't my manager then, so why would he know?
Yeah, but if someone had done that, they'd have reported back to the big guy and he'd know about it.
It was a small club back then.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah. He didn't mean that.
I'm not aware of anyone that scored that many goals for us last time.
All right, well, what I'll do, thank you very much for being on air. You've been on Fubar Radio. Check us out, the Jack Mate Show. Jack, do you want to say thank you very much?
Yeah, thanks just for clearing that up, mate. I've known Tom a year, and I know he talks a lot of shit, and I'm glad we can just sort of sweep that ridiculous claim under the carpet. So thanks for your time, buddy.
Okay, no worries, all right.
Cheers, mate, thank you.
No worries, see you.
So,
that's bullshit.
This is awkward.
Who is that?
That was the guy from Melbourne Youth.
They mean the guy from.
That's Freddie Todd and Bernard.
No one answers the phone and says, "Hi, Melbourne Youth," for a Saturday football team for kids.
Yes, they do.
No one would answer the phone like that. That's complete.
They run over 10 teams.
Yeah.
I will get some proof. I'll come back next week. Because this is hokum. I scored 300 goals in a matter of seasons, and this is blasphemy. This is radio blasphemy.
Thanks for doing that, Will.
It's all right.
That week.
Oh, let's play Tenacious D. Let's have a laugh.
No, we're not.
Flopping bastard.
That's the catchphrase.
I'm glad that was all sorted. So now we'll just say you scored sort of like 6 or something.
We're six just gonna, a game.
A bit nostalgic.
Well, let's talk about something I want to talk about. The Premier League, guys, because I think we have a bit of a laugh on here, don't we?
Yeah, yeah.
But let's all sit down, Khan. I want you to sit down, mate.
No, I'm standing.
Sit
down. I'm standing.
No, I know you're angry, but I want you to sit down,
Tom.
Yeah, I want you to sit down.
Can you put across my legs, though?
You're probably used to standing with all them goals you were scoring.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, well, it does, because you'd be on your feet when you wouldn't be sitting down. I just want a serious chat about the Premier League, guys.
Yeah.
I just want to know your opinions.
Well, what about when was your first memory of going to a Premier League game? We'll just get a bit nostalgic.
That's a nice little question. We got a bed. We have. That's lovely.
I just thought
that is lovely.
Sometimes the grass is green and the bottle is warm. As you make your way up those steps for the first time, it's a wonderful experience.
Who are you being?
I don't know.
You ain't got nothing else, have you?
No,
nothing
just those else. 4 lines.
My first game was, apparently with a Darth Vader over there. But no, my first game was at Upton Park, obviously.
Did you feel like this? Just take this in a
minute. I felt wonderful. Go on. Oh.
Who were they playing?
They were playing Bolton, Tom. Thanks for asking.
Score?
West Ham won 2-1 in extra time.
Who scored?
It was the 5th round of the FA Cup.
Who scored the winning goal?
I believe Marlon Hayward scored a goal for us. Scored the winning goal.
Classic player.
Yeah, Bolton scored an own goal and Kevin Davies scored for them.
Oh.
So, Bolton were a bit of a bogey team for West Ham at the time. And
All right.
Oh, fuck me. Why does this always happen?
Wait. Here he is.
I'm back.
Yeah.
You're right there.
So I come especially today.
Did
I
you?
Wasn't... I wasn't in London. I got a train, £13.90 for a travel card. I want that back. I'm here.
Robbie Knox.
Well, how you been, Robbie? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you. No headphones again, I've noticed.
No.
It's almost as if you don't want me to be here.
No, you were coming in.
Have you got any football stories you might as well share? What was
I once saw a young bloke score 300 goals for a club. Once. What was that all of? No one scored 300 goals.
Yeah, I know.
What
period of time was this? Have we covered all this?
We haven't. From the age of like under 8 to 16.
Oh, Will.
Average about 50 a season.
Will, he's saying it was 8 seasons now. Didn't he say it was 6 before?
I can't remember how many.
No, he did say 8 to 10, to be fair to him.
Oh, did he? Okay. Well,
I let him off
50
on
goals
one.
A season. Why'd no one sign you up then?
I did play for a team called the Elite Squad and went to Denmark and I went to Holland. I'm not lying.
Come back at you.
What would I gain? Why would I lie?
It's like Leonardo.
I played for a club called Norman Wanderers. We were terrible, and we went to Amsterdam and played football.
Yeah,
so that's not a claim.
But my team was called the Elite Squad.
Anyway, Robbie,
I played hockey in Amsterdam once. I don't even know how to hold a hockey stick. Anyone can play sport in a different country. I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know if we won.
What made you pop in today? Then just fancy that.
Yeah, just a sort of Friday, isn't it?
Just Friday happens. Thing.
Can I just...
We had a night out last week, didn't we?
We did. We were talking about that earlier.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Nice little tour of London with Robbie.
Oh, thanks, Robbie, for the support. I enjoyed it a lot. We were saying about the Groucho Club and Shoreditch House, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
Swanky establishments.
And then you went off afterwards.
We did. And then all downhill from there, sir.
Was it? Oh, well.
Yeah.
Never mind.
We was playing table tennis at one point, weren't we? That would only happen in London. You wouldn't get that in Norwich. Like, we was in a nightclub, in a bar, quite a swanky one, just playing table tennis.
It is a bit random. And they have a swimming pool up top, didn't they?
Yeah, I know. I wonder if they ever combine the two. That'd be edgy.
Swimming table.
No, anyway, so I'll go back to... I've told you my story about what was your first time at the Brummie Ground.
Boxing Day, 1997. We were playing Sheffield United. The far stand, the family stand, was being converted at the time, and Paul Furlong scored a 38th-minute penalty to beat Sheffield United 1-0.
Oh,
lovely
sounds
stuff.
Like a hell of a game.
It was.
38th-minute winner, those famous 38th-minute goals.
Yeah, Paul Furlong scored an absolute screamer.
Of a penalty. Yours?
I don't know if it was my first game, but I was at the St James's Park when Dennis Bergkamp scored that goal where he flicked it. Do you remember that goal?
No way, you were there.
He flicked it around. I support Newcastle, so it was a horrendous moment. But yeah, I still thought he did that by accident. Still think that.
80 goals, and he did that by accident.
Yeah, not 300 goals though, Dennis, is it? So,
his ones were real.
So were they.
Are you talking about the one that they used on the Match of the Day intro?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Well done on that. I'll tell you where I was. Did I interrupt you?
No, you didn't. Carry on, mate.
I think I was going to say my sentence, and you sort of jumped in. But I was at Carrow Road for Delia Smith's.
Rant. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's be having you.
Let's be having you.
Where are you?
Let's be having. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And my dad was at the game when Paolo Di Canio did the against Wimbledon.
The scissors.
The one that you have dreams about.
Oh, yeah. the thing you used to wake up in the morning and think about, yeah. The Trevor Sinclair.
Tell Robbie about that.
The listeners have already heard it.
Tom used to just wake up in the morning, and because he was so depressed about his paper
not
round.
Not depressed, stressed
he,
out.
He was stressed out about his paper round. He just kept playing the Paolo Di Canio scissor kick goal in his head to make himself feel ready for the day.
I'd always wake up
playing, I can't remember. What was it?
Wimbledon.
Mm. Neil Sullivan, beaten.
Yeah. Knowledge.
Yeah. Trevor Sinclair, long ball.
Yeah.
Scissor kick goal.
Yeah, so.
That's weird.
Yeah, this has been fun.
Let's talk.
No, we've got Luke.
£13.90, isn't it?
No one's asking you to come in, Robbie.
Well, it was implied.
when we say come in next week, we need you, Robbie. We don't mean all this stuff.
I'm not coming in next week.
So are you not?
No.
What are you up to?
I'm going to Norway. It's a
football tournament.
Yeah. I've scored 300 goals on my way in, so let me play. That's what they ask when you get to Norway customs. No, I'm going to a 40th birthday of a businessman I met on the internet. It's not weird.
What? Lovely. Tell us more.
It's a friend called Desi, and he I worked on a thing called Channel B that was an internet TV thing. It was like being a YouTuber before YouTubers,
right?
But without any success. But we were doing that, and there was a forum, and there was one guy who was particularly interesting. This guy called Desi, and he it seemed like he'd had quite an interesting life. We met up with him after it finished when he came over from Norway, and it turned out he'd basically died for like 9 minutes. And something like that, and had to be like brought back to life. And then because he died, they wouldn't let him go to work basically for a year. I think this is all true. And so he just was on the internet and then discovered Channel B sort of thing. We've become friends since then. It's his birthday, and it's going to be excellent.
Lovely. That I can't.
So
top
I won't be
that.
Here.
Okay. Well, that's a fairly good reason why you shouldn't be.
You can phone me up if you want. I'll be absolutely hammered.
Raven reporter. I think we should do that.
So we've got Luke Moore coming up after this. It's very football related, so why not stick with a football related song? This is U2 with Beautiful Day.
Have a beautiful day.
The heart is a blue. Space to rent in this town, you're out of luck. And the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck. And you're not moving anywhere, you thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you can lend
Show on FUBAR Radio.
Guys, you're still listening to the Jack Mate Show. Now, obviously, we're all big football fans, aren't we, Will?
Yes, we are.
Aren't we, Tom?
Yes, indeed.
But our knowledge of the game doesn't stretch that far. And because the topic of the theme this week was football, we're kind of shit out of luck. So I thought, why not get someone, one of the biggest footballing minds around, why not get him on the show? Oh, but unfortunately, Marcus Speller wasn't about. So here's Luke Moore. Luke?
That's a dig.
Oh, very good.
Did you like it?
It's not too bad, I don't mind that. It's right, isn't it? It's hard to dampen my spirits.
What are you up to, mate, apart from this?
Just sitting around in my house in my tracksuit bottoms.
Lovely stuff. Yeah. Thanks for coming on, mate.
Oh, no, you're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
I think we're as confused as you are about what this whole thing is. We were given a show 4 weeks ago. We're kind of just running with it, mate.
Cool, that's exactly how the football ramble starts. So I feel your trepidation and pain.
Lovely stuff. I'm here with Tom, by the way. He's my co-host. Say hello to him, Tom.
Hello, Luke.
Tom's a bit shy.
Hello, Tom.
I'm an avid listener. Listen to the one that you released today as well. On the train.
Very kind. You can't be shy if you're on the radio.
I'm not shy. I'm full of vigour. When you get down to it, full of vigour.
Good. You should see someone about that.
Now, Tom actually introduced me to the ramble, didn't you, Tom?
Yep.
And I am a big fan. You're a Pompey fan. I was going to say, you're a pompous person, aren't you?
I am a pompous man, yes.
And you also support Portsmouth, is this right?
Those two things are correct and not mutually exclusive.
My first question to you, mate, this is going to kind of be a bit of an interview, really, just picking your brain for football knowledge. Yeah. Does that fit well with you?
Yeah, I mean, as long as the people listening actually know who I am, that's fine. I mean, it might be a bit confusing to them otherwise, but yeah, but if you're convinced they know who I am.
They know
fine,
who you are. We've been bigging you up all show, mate.
Great stuff. Which goes crack on.
So basically, I was just going to ask, obviously Pompey, I hope you don't mind me saying, have had a bit of a demise over the recent years, and what would you say is probably the main factor for this? Why is this?
Well, we don't tend to talk about Portsmouth on the radio when we do radio stuff because we're not allowed to swear usually.
Oh, okay.
So it becomes very difficult.
Feel free now, uncensored.
Is it really?
Yeah. Uncensored.
They're just a fucking nightmare. I can't remember the question now, but if it was something generally about Portsmouth being bad, then yes, I agree they are bad. Mm. I think they're doing better this season, though. I mean, they're only a few points off the top of League Two.
Okay.
So they could feasibly get promoted this year. Depends on the consistency. It's such a hard league, 46 games in League Two, as you guys probably know, so it's a bit of a long old slog, and there's a lot of games around Christmas, which is difficult.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see how we get on. But the budget at Portsmouth is big for League Two. It's fan-owned now, so there's a nice community spirit around the club, and people, I think, are a lot more optimistic than they have been in many a year, and that's as important as anything else, really. There's reason to be positive. The problem is, as well, though, is that because Portsmouth are clearly a team that are bigger than League Two generally, the stadium is bigger and all that other stuff, they're seen as a bit of a scalp. So when teams come to Fratton Park to play them, they're really up for it, you know what I mean? So every game becomes a bit like a bit of a challenge for Portsmouth. It's a bit like Man United in the 90s.
Right. Just showing off, trying to use it as terrible
football.
Do you think there's a way back to the big league for them then, would you say?
I actually was asked, as you guys probably know, I do a show on US radio on Thursday nights, and I was asked that by a listener on last night, in fact.
Oh, okay.
I don't actually think Portsmouth will get back to the Premier League, and I don't really think they should either. I think that their level is probably Championship. And they can't really get to the Premier League without hugely leveraging themselves again, and I don't think they should do it. Of course, if they can do a bit of a... it's actually difficult to say, because if you take into account the smaller teams who have gone up to the Premier League, they tend to be funded by wealthy individuals, whereas Portsmouth are fan-owned now, and there's absolutely no appetite down the south coast for them to sell out to a big wealthy owner. So with the exception of Swansea, I can't even really think of another team that have done the big Premier League thing without a big wealthy owner that isn't traditionally one of the bigger clubs in the country. So I don't see that happening for Portsmouth. I think Championship's fine. Championship's a great league. It's really entertaining. But you're a West Ham fan, aren't you, Jack? So you probably know all about the Championship.
But Portsmouth,
the difference between West Ham and Portsmouth, mate, is that Portsmouth will be happy in the Championship.
Yeah, true. Well, I remember Portsmouth used to always seem to beat West Ham around Christmas time, around Boxing Day, I think it was.
Oh really?
Yeah, five or six. I think I'm right in saying that. About five or six seasons ago, when you were up there, you just seemed to always do a job on West Ham.
I've blocked those glory years out of my mind now. I'm sure you're right.
Present.
I can't remember it.
Live in the present.
Yeah, do you have a second team in the Premier League then, or someone you just like to see
really.
Do well?
No, I feel like one of the things about doing the Football Ramble is when we first started out, we could do whatever we wanted and no one really cared. But now we've actually got quite a lot of listeners. I always get accused of liking certain teams, not liking others. So I have to try and keep my powder dry on that front. So I don't really have a second team, no. I think that I go through phases of liking teams for different reasons, and then it sort of drops away again. Like a couple of years ago, I quite liked Liverpool for the way they were playing under Rodgers. I've always been, I suppose I've been a big admirer of Man United because of the way they were so dominant when I was growing up watching football. But not really. I don't really have vested interest in anyone outside of Portsmouth, to be honest. And I think that's a good thing because it means you can be unbiased when you're talking about the Premier League each week.
You could probably tell by my thick accent I support Newcastle.
Oh yeah, well I'm sorry to hear that, mate.
Yeah, it's tough. On the predictions today, because you obviously weren't predicting the Sunday. What do you think Newcastle are going to do against Norwich without Mr. Cruel?
Yeah, that's a big blow for them, isn't it? Losing Tim Cruel, it really is. I think Norwich have shown a lot more than Newcastle have this season, and Newcastle's organisation is terrible. I think for a team who were managed by a guy who's such a well-respected coach, and all joking aside about McLaren, I mean, he was in a bit of a difficult situation. He wasn't realistically going to turn down the England job, and then he became a bit of a laughing stock and had to go away and sort of regroup. Mm. But as a coach, he's well respected throughout the game. So it's funny to see them so disorganised, because you can imagine there's a difference in role between coach and manager, and it might be one of respect and all that other stuff. But organisation on the pitch, McLaren should be good at that, so that's worrying.
Yeah,
I think they're in real trouble. I really do. Norwich have shown a lot more than they have so far this season, but if you're going to get your season up and running, it's probably going to be against a promoted side. So fingers crossed for you, they can do that.
We'll see. I'm not holding my breath.
Well, you've asked Luke about Newcastle. I feel it fitting to ask about West Ham. Luke, what conclusion would you come to for why West Ham seem to have such contrasting results home and away?
Probably to do, it's difficult to say because I haven't seen every single minute of every single game they've played this season, because that would be impossible. Yeah. But I would, from what I've seen, it looks like the usual thing. So there's not as much pressure. West Ham fans can be a bit funny. The crowd there can be difficult, as you probably know better than me.
Yeah.
There's not as much pressure. Also, you can play on the counter-attack and really get teams to bring it to you and then hit them when on the break if you want to away from home, especially against the big teams. And I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but I actually think they've been quite lucky.
Right.
I think Liverpool aside, who Liverpool weren't out of the races at all, and West Ham did a good job there. Mm. And I think against Liverpool, they started really early, didn't they?
Liverpool
found it difficult to recover, and clearly they were a team in a bit of a transition because they've now got rid of their manager. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, I think they've been a bit lucky, really. And I don't think, because I was worried for West Ham before the season started. I think he clearly got his strengths, and he's clearly a talented guy. But I do want to sort of reserve judgment on him until West Ham go through a bit of a sticky patch, because I think he's a sort of character that it might all fall down if that happens.
Fair play. So
it will happen at some point.
Who do you think will be the next manager to go?
I think it probably will be Tim Sherwood, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think he'll be off. I said at the beginning, I think I said last season.
Yeah, that's your prediction.
He'd be lucky to get through the end of November, and I still think that. I think, you know, it's such a high-stakes game this weekend at Stamford Bridge for Aston Villa. I said it yesterday on the show. I think it's the most important game of the season so far for the two teams involved. But I can't think of a bigger game so far in the context of the season, because we're only eight games in. And I think it's an opportunity for both managers, but I just think that with the experience Mourinho's got and the players he's got at his disposal, I think Sherwood's really floundering at the moment. I do. I think he's changing formation a lot. He's banging out formations that he hasn't even used before halfway through games, and that's never good to see from a casual observer's point of view. They get beaten by Chelsea, fair enough. They probably won't get hammered for that, but if they get beat 5 or 6, then he's in real trouble. So I think it'll probably be him.
Fair play. Our producer Will's absolutely loving that, aren't you, Will? Because I'm a
big Birmingham fan, Luke. So actually, I wouldn't like to see him go, actually, because he's that shit. So
yeah, I know what it's like being a fan of a club who aren't doing as well compared to their rivals. It's sort of the only glory you can grasp onto, isn't it?
We're just seeing them demise every week, but as long as they don't take Gary Rowett off us as a similar move to McLeish, I'll be very happy.
I don't know who they'll get next. But the thing is, one of the things that's not often picked up on in the old Premier League game is that a lot of the managers being dismissed and sacked or not can sort of depend on who else is available. And now Brendan Rodgers has got... Brendan Rodgers is not going to be out of work long, and so I can imagine Aston Villa quite fancy Brendan Rodgers. I mean, they've got American owners and all that stuff, so it could be the demise of Sherwood that... Oh, sorry, it could be the availability of Rodgers that means the demise of Tactics Tim.
Luke, you know your stuff, don't you? You know your stuff.
I'll talk a good game.
So what we want to know now, this is an opinion that... well, this is an argument we've been having in the studio recently. My friend Tom, to the left of me right now, he made this ridiculous claim last week, and we're just going to play it to you, and we want to hear your opinions afterwards. So let's go to this, Will.
I used to score goals in the right goal.
Oh,
300 goals from Melbourne Youth.
How many?
300. For 20 goals in 4 games I scored.
And this is... And this come on!
It's not even a lie. This is like under 13s. I was banging them in.
I'll see you next week.
I was banging them in.
What do you reckon of that, Luke?
Someone else talks a good game, obviously.
300 goals.
I was just a machine. What can I say?
So this is like when you hear about Robbie Fowler and Michael Owen and Ian Rush when they were kids, like breaking that record for that boys team in Liverpool.
Well, Luke, am I my team? That's the thing. And like, I was going to say this earlier, but a certain someone used to play for my team before me, who was on the trophy that I won one of those years.
Who?
One of the most handsome footballers you'll ever know, Luke Chadwick.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, he played for Melbourne Youth, and apparently he used to score 100 goals a season.
So what part of the country is this?
This is near Cambridgeshire. It's just on the outskirts. So that's why Luke's saying now. Luke Chadwick's giving it the big one about playing for Cambridge United. He's like, oh, it's better than playing in the Champions League. It's like, is it, Luke?
Who are you playing for at the moment, then?
Me?
Yeah, go on. Who are you playing for, Tom? Yeah, go on.
Just mainly online.
Mainly online. Yeah, It's a growing market. Don't want to get in there early.
The thing is, when you said one of the most attractive footballers, my brain started automatically trying to think
Giroud.
Of attractive footballers. I thought of Vladimir Spicer.
I thought Francesco Totti. I thought
that's a good shout.
No. I thought Gary Rowett.
Nice. So that's about all we've got, to be honest with you, Luke. Just a little bit of football chat, just to pick your brains.
It's enjoyable. If anything, I don't talk about football enough, so a lot more on it.
Well, that's Luke's just messing with your listeners, because you're actually part of the Football Ramble. You've got a show every Monday and now Friday, is that correct?
So yeah, let me give you the rundown in case there's some people, because you can listen to this radio station online, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
So wherever you are in the world, you can hear us on Tuesday mornings.
Okay.
At thefootballramble.com and iTunes, and also on Friday mornings at the same place. And if you're in the US, you can hear us on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, Thursdays 1 p.m. Eastern, and repeated throughout the week, I think. But the Thursday night show or Thursday afternoon show is a phone-in show, so that's where you can hear me whenever you want, if you haven't had enough of this inane.
Brilliant stuff. Now, we're all big fans. Go get online and look for the Football Ramble. Cheers for the chat, Luke. It's been a fun one.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks very much, mate.
Cheers, buddy.
You too, buddy.
This little ditty is by the Black Keys, and it's called Gold on the Ceiling.
Come on.
Tomlin.
Oh, that was the lovely report.
The Jack Mate Show with Tomlin.
Press more buttons.
Go on.
The Jack Mate Show with Tomlin.
Robbie's
are
just
we
fucking
under
about.
Attack?
Why are you fucking about with the buttons, Robbie?
Don't know. Big red button down there. I'm not pressing that.
Oh, yeah. So, as I was saying, that was the lovely Luke Moore from the Football Ramble joining us just to ramble about football, doing what he does best.
Yes,
Tom,
indeed.
Just a quick question that I've been pondering for the past...
Fire away.
For the past hour.
Yes.
You've got a massive bag down there on the floor.
I brought a big bag with me.
And literally, we come to London just for a few hours to do this. So why have you got a massive bag?
Well, Jack, in my private life, I've actually got an engagement this weekend.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, not for me. It's a stag do I'm going on.
Hey, stag do!
Lads.
He hates football, that guy, so he probably wouldn't appreciate
that. He hates
that.
Football!
Yeah, so we're going. I'm going to Dublin. I'm not going to. I'm going away. I'm going away this weekend for a stag do.
Full side.
Tom, you are flopping, mate.
I can't say where we're going. Just realise it's a surprise.
Is he listening?
I'm not sure.
He's definitely listening. You just fucked up.
No.
Oh, no.
I
don't know who you are, but if you're listening, please email in and let us know.
Or just text me a sad face.
Jack with two A's at foobarradio.com.
It's been one of those shows.
Are you organising it? Are you the best man?
I am. I'm the best man.
He's going tonight, literally.
We're going straight after the show. I'm hopping on a tube to go to this airport to go somewhere. I'm not saying where.
How many of you are going?
There's a whole gang of them.
A whole gang. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it could be. You know, you could do a normal stag do and have loads of people going, or you could just bring a couple of you.
How many do you meet?
Me and a mate and him. Me, Ryan and him.
Three of you.
Three of you on a stag do.
But I do believe three is a magic number. And
not for a stag do.
Well, you know, the whole of that place we're going is going to be there. I nearly said it again. And yeah, we're just going to go there and have a great time.
Oh my word. No, that's fine.
It's going to be great. I'm going to come back with full of stories and tales.
Well, what's the guy's name?
And his name is Luke.
Congratulations, Luke.
Luke Halsey.
Congratulations, Luke.
And we're going with our friend Yian.
Sorry, mate, that's not a real name.
That's a real name. It's every vowel except for O, his name.
Yarnin.
No, Yian.
Well, that's not...
Where's it from?
Wales.
Huh?
Every vowel apart from O. That's not impressive. That's not impressive. That's 4 out of 5. That's 80%.
How many have you got?
It's not like it was 95% there.
You have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
25% of my name is vowels. 80% is his. Doesn't matter. Anyway, it's that time again when...
Golden stories coming from his brain. Mustache on his face, yeah, the boy has game. Chill your beans, this ain't top of the pot. It's that time again when... Knocks, knocks.
I've just listened to that for the first time properly, and I don't think I've told a single story.
You told golden stories coming from your brain.
Did I? Okay, yeah.
Mustache on your face. Yeah, you have game, Robbie.
Yeah.
What's a game?
Danish business owner.
Yeah.
Norwegian, was it?
Norwegian. Stavanger, I'm going to.
Oh, there we go.
Have you done any sports before? Like, I know you said you'd done hockey, but didn't you say when we was out the other night you'd done a marathon?
I did run a marathon. I ran a marathon in Amsterdam recently.
Ooh,
basically,
nice.
When you're 38 and have children, or 37 at the time, you have to make excuses to go out drinking in Amsterdam. And as a result, we did a marathon basically on the loose pretense that we could have a weekend there. That's why next time we're doing the Iron Napa marathon and the Vegas marathon.
The Red Light District marathon.
Yeah, the Reaper Barn marathon.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. That is amazing.
I'm also the first goalkeeper to win a trophy at the new Wembley Stadium.
What?
Explain. Yeah, you heard.
Explain.
Go on.
We had a when they were reopening Wembley, they had a ramp up event, they call it, because they can't just have the FA Cup final. They have to test it with different crowds. So the first time it was open to the public, they gave out like 20,000 tickets to people in the local area for free, and there was a tournament, and we had a Soccer AM team, and we won.
Oh. Yeah. What was the score?
It was a tournament with three teams in it.
Oh, so nice.
Who did you beat in the final?
I can't remember. I don't know. There were lots of people, professional footballers, playing in it.
Nice.
At one point, Mark Bright started laughing at me because I was so hopelessly out of position. He was on the other team. I just sort of stood by the penalty spot. And he's going, "What are you doing?
Are you shit at goal? In goal?
I'm not as good as people Mark Bright played with.
Robbie shit in goal!
You guys.
Never going to keep him down.
And if you do, he gets straight back up again because he's a cat.
He's a. What's your greatest sport and achievement, Robster?
It would.
That medal is pretty up there, surely.
It's got to be.
Every year I organise a FIFA tournament for my friends. There's 15 people and myself take part every year, 16 total.
So that's sort of 3, 6, 9, 12. That's five times as many people in your tournament than on your stag do, Tom. So carry on.
Yeah, and there's a waiting list for my tournament.
But then again, how many goals have you scored?
Yeah. When you were scoring in the under 8s, or whatever it was, were you also under 8, or was it like when you were 22?
I was of age.
All right.
Of age? Don't phrase it like that.
No, it sounds seedy. I was just asking you. Question.
I was of age.
So I organised a tournament. It's quite over the top, some would say. Some would say not over the top enough. And basically there's a draw 6 months earlier, and then people spend like 6 months with their teams.
That's amazing.
To the actual date. And I got to the final a couple of years ago, and I'd say that is my greatest sporting achievement.
What team were you?
Last year, I was Portugal last year.
Oh, no, when you got to the final?
Yeah, Portugal the previous year, This year was Holland.
So you had like 6 months planning of being Portugal?
Yeah, except you don't really play it that much, so it's more about the... There's a lot of what Americans would call trash-talking that goes on.
Oh, nice. Are you just going on your phone?
I've just remembered, I told the people that on Super Mega FIFA was coming on, and they did that thing where they said, can you try and fit like some words in? Bothers, so can I just read them out? It's about as unpalatable as a bad case of oral thrush.
Nice.
Like, how's it going to fit that in?
Yeah.
Sneak in.
The other one was mentally weak. I could have fit that in, but I couldn't be bothered.
What more?
FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
Where did that come from?
Just to tell your mates that we're uncensored, unregulated, and we give them the finger.
We don't play by the rules where you have to fit things in, we just say them.
We don't play by the usual conventions of turning the mics off.
We're a bit like the Sex Pistols in that respect.
I feel so. I'm going to wear a safety pin next week.
Oh my god. What was the last one you said? Because you said the unpalatable one.
Mentally weak.
That's actually something from our FIFA tournament. There's someone who's mentally weak in it and keeps collapsing. And this year we got a 6-foot by 2-foot professionally printed banner saying mentally weak with his face, and unveiled it in his first game, and he did crumble emotionally.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. What's his name?
Den Trelfer.
Shout out to Den Trelfer.
He once slandered me in a book. True story. He wrote a book. I self-published it, not a successful book. And he...
That's a dick.
And he said, there's a character called Robbie in it. Is that all right if I do it? It's a bit like, based roughly on the house. And I thought, that's quite nice. Yeah, I'd like to be in a book. That's cool. And then this character was basically like the worst person, but a bit like me. And it made me think, it really, really got to me. It made me think, am I this person? It was like this real laddie sort of... I don't think I am, but then there were things... There were things in it that I thought, well, I suppose I would have said something like that. And it did, for about 6 months, made me think, am I a complete knob?
did the character just walk in on random radio shows? And
Yeah. See, now I'm thinking it again. And the worst bit, though, Dan's writing it as himself. And there's a bit in it where he gets the character called Robbie to say, this guy's a legend, boys, about him. So he's written this weird fantasy book of where I think he's a legend. And I definitely don't.
Oh, that definitely reminds me of A Tom's Tale.
It does.
Yeah, you remember that, what we did last week, Robbie?
Yeah, I remember that.
We're gonna be doing that again, I reckon. Have you done one this week?
I've got another one for this week.
Oh,
of course I bloody do.
I've actually got a sporting story that I just wanted to get out.
Sorry.
Well, say that then, Will.
Yeah, well...
Before we start to segue... No, go on.
I was actually year 7, Worcestershire District, 800 metres champion.
Were you?
Yeah.
So Tom's got some tales coming up later on, haven't you?
Sorry, I've also competed in county cross country as well. So
have you?
Yeah.
That's school, really cute. I won the high jump. No one gives a shit.
You didn't win it though.
What?
You didn't win it though, did you?
I was in it.
Yeah.
So
you got to be in it to win it, but you didn't win it.
Oh God, Robbie.
Yeah.
You're here now, so you may as well pick the next song. You got a sporting related song at all?
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Anfield Rap because it's the last great football song, and I'm not counting the New Order one. That doesn't count. That's not profitable.
Oh dear. Go on then, Will.
Liverpool FC is hard as hell. United, Tottenham, Arsenal. Watch my lips and I will spell. Cause they don't just play, but they can rap as well.
My idea was it to build Liverpool into a bastion of invincibility, you know, like.
Napoleon had that idea, he would conquer the bloody world.
But there's nothing down.
The rest of the lads ain't got it sussed.
We'll have to learn them to talk like us.
Well, I'm rapping now, I'm rapping for fun. I'm your goalie, the number one. You can take the mick, don't call me a clown. Any more lip and you're going down.
R.A.H., we're great, me and you.
But the other lads don't talk like we do.
No, they don't talk like we do, do de do la. We'll have to learn them to talk proper.
Are always yapping. I'm gonna show you some serious rapping. I come from Jamaica, my name is Don Bonis. When I do my thing, the crowd go bananas.
How's he doing the Jamaica rap?
He's from just south of the Watford Gap.
He gives us stick about the North Sun Divide.
Cause they've got the job.
Yeah, but we got the side.
Well, I came to England, look at the pay. So come on, Kenny, man, give us a game. Cause I've sat on the bench, pay my dues, my fees. I'm very big down under, but my watch degrees.
Stars than Dallas. They've got more silver than Buckingham Palace. No one knows quite what to expect when the Red Machine's in full effect. Well, Steve McMahon sure can rap. It's about time he had an England cap. So come on, Bobby Robson, he's the man. Because if anyone can, Macca can. Macca can. Macca can. Macca can. Macca can.
Liverpool FC is hard as hell.
My idea was to build Liverpool up and up and up until eventually they would be untouchable. Everybody would have to submit. Given. Given. Given.
Ireland lads.
Okay, the new.
And there's four of us.
And only two of you.
So if you want new trouble.
And you don't want a slap.
You better teach us the Anfield rap.
Don't forget us, Paddy. And music they do. And I'm from London, mate, so watch your game.
And you two scousers, you're always talking. And we'll just let our feet do the talking.
That has not aged well.
I quite enjoyed it, but I have no idea who most of them were. But
yeah, Hanson's on there.
I know him and Macca.
Who's Macca?
Steve McMahon, not McMahon.
Oh, yeah, got that wrong, didn't you, Tom?
I was born in 89, so...
So you're an 80s kid?
Yeah, I'm an 80s kid. Mm. I've done the same joke last week, I'm not going to do it again. It's that time again, my thespian lovers.
Yes, go on then.
When you're coming with us on a tale, also known as...
Tom's
Tales.
Jingle.
Wait for
there's a quiver in his quills.
And drama.
And he's gonna ride a thrill.
Tension. And a bottle.
Take you to faraway places. Twisting trails. Pull up a beautiful.
Tom's Tales!
Welcome, sit down, make yourself comfortable. I'll take off your shoes, there's a new carpet.
I think, if you think this show's been bad, it sort of just, it gets worse from
this
point.
This is the fireworks ending, everyone's like, oh, that's why all that happened, everything now makes sense.
No, I always think of our show as kind of like 1 minute, 45 minutes long, and then this is just your little ramble.
This is my place to vent my...
So if there's any debut listeners out there, this is a part where Tom sort of just, he's written a play the last week. He's put a lot of time, effort, blood, sweat and tears into writing a play.
An hour.
And now none of us have heard it, but we've all been given characters.
You're
have we
all
not?
Gonna be a part of this one.
Lovely. What's it called?
Mr. Robbie Knox, I'll say mm-hmm. in a minute. I want you to be the narrator.
Again, you called back up.
You smashed it.
It's not much more narration. Last week my script was highlighted and it's not now, so I might make a mistake.
Oh, well...
Production values have gone right down the toilet.
Yeah,
on this.
Well, you're the one... Anything that hasn't got a name above it, that's
okay.
you.
Good.
So there you go. The play is called The Goat and the Great Uncertainty.
Oh,
where you're going to be playing a character called Hemingway, Jack.
Yeah. Okay.
And I want you to be a bit of like a bit posh and a bit like unsure. That's my sure stage directions. Will's going to be playing the character just called A Goat, and I want you to be a bully boy.
Okay.
And I'm going to be playing... Well, you'll see. I'll play the other character.
Okay.
So I think we're ready to go.
And it's called...
The Goat and the Great Uncertainty.
By Thomas D. Norris.
The Mountaintop. It was a clammy evening in Jordan. Not Katie Price. Grow up. And Hemingway the Goat was having a right stinker. All of his goaty pals were down the gorge enjoying the many thrills of the summer fair.
Oi, Hemingway! Come down and have some fizz! And have a go on the Big Dipper!
Okay, sure thing.
Hemingway sprinted down the dusty hillside towards the other young kids when a little voice inside his head began to speak up.
What are you doing? That fizz will rot our teeth and the dipper will have our horn off.
Hemingway stopped running. He hung his head.
Okay, suit yourself, Hemingway, you yellow bell-end chimp.
Hemingway skulked off towards the sandy rocks.
We're better off on our own, counting rocks and standing in the shade.
But sometimes I just want to be like the other goats and frolic and laugh.
We don't need the others.
Do you not? What is that? I don't know where we are. We're there. I already hate this. I just want to pull some pranks.
Prankers are for wankers. We're not Ashton Kutcher, Hemingway. We're a goat.
I am no wussy man. I am a big, brave goat. I will climb Big Agatha Christie tree tomorrow morning. Oh, God.
Just 4 pages to go. Hemingway pointed with his hoof to the tallest tree in the land.
Oh, I don't know about that.
The day of the storm. The sky was filled with jet black clouds as far as the eye could see, and there was a mighty breeze. It's the wrong use of the word there, by the way. Hemingway stared out from the cave where he lived with the rest of the herd.
Jesus, look at the sky. It's biblical.
Yeah.
That's not in the script, mate.
No, it's just an impression of Jeff. Yes, quite. I will have to put the climb off.
Oh, what a surprise. Wimpy boy Hemingway doesn't have the gunkers to climb Big Ag.
But look at that storm.
This ain't a storm, this is a slight breeze. My dad climbed it when it was 10 times as bad as this.
He's lying to us, it's a ruse. We'll break our neck.
I won't do it, it's too dangerous.
You hear that, goat? Hemingway's too much of a kid to climb a tree. A little bit of wind has scared him.
Back off, big nose. I will climb it. I will climb it right now.
Oh, no.
Hemingway budged past the gruff bully goat and headed straight towards the tree with rain pouring down hard upon his back. The climb. Hemingway reached Big Agatha Christie tree and gazed up at the enormous challenge ahead.
There's no effing way our hooves are going up there.
Hemingway rubbed the trunk with his hoof and it immediately slipped.
I told you, the bark! The bark is sodden, there's no purchase!
But I must! I got 2 horns on my head and a point to prove.
Hemingway began to climb slowly but surely.
Oh God, we can't look down. I think I just saw a bird of prey flying beneath us and it was massive!
We're gonna do it! I have never been this high!
Oh, we can't get complacent.
The crowd of goats had gathered around the tree and the thunder really began to boom!
Oh my God.
We're higher than Afro Man on 420.
Good modern cultural reference.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Anfield rap in this. I can see the top. Oh, and look. Look at that beautiful nest.
Hemingway began to peer into the nest.
Eggs! Unguarded! Omelettes for tea tonight!
And in that moment, Hemingway took his eye off the prize. Eye of the prize, and slipped, and he fell, and he fell, and he fell.
Oh, God, we're falling! We're going to hit that brat!
And he fell. He lay battered and bruised on a branch, legs akimbo like some kind of goat whore.
Oh my God's neck! You all right? The voice in my head.
But there was no reply.
Hello?
Still no reply. And then he heard a little muffling. Hemingway turned his head and saw a little broken earwig on the branch.
I bloody told you we shouldn't have gone up there.
Who the hell are you?
I'm us.
What?
You were me and I was you. We were us.
I'm not following this at all.
I've lived inside your ear hole for the last 7 years. We were we. A right tag team. Laurel and Hardy. Batman and Robin. Goat and earwig.
Oh, fuck off.
And with that, Hemingway booted the little earwig off the branch and to his doom. Finish.
Oh, I don't know what the
Get
fuck
it.
That was.
What was that? What was that?
Arctic Monkeys, Are You Mine?
I'm a puppet on a string, Tracy Island, time traveling diamond, could a sheep heartache to come to find you for in some velvet morning? Years too late, she's a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space in my mind. When she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be, and satisfaction feels like a distant memory. All I wanna ever say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine? Are you mine? Are you mine? All right. I guess what I'm trying to say, I need the deep end, keep imagining meeting, wished away entire lifetimes, unfair, we're not somewhere, misbehaving for days, great escape, lost track of time and space, she's a silver lining, climbing on my desire, and I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be, and satisfaction feels like a distant memory, and I can't help myself. All I wanna ever say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine? When she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be, and satisfaction feels like I'm just a memory, and I can't help myself. All I wanna hear her say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine?
Again, I hated it. Hated everything about it.
Oh, it's just my creative outlet.
Robbie, you a fan of that yet or not?
I just don't understand it. I don't know if I am. I don't know what it is.
I don't know why he does it. I just think he wants to let a bit out, don't
Tom,
he?
I really enjoyed it,
mate. Thank you, Willie.
Guys, thank you for listening again to the Jackmate Show, episode 4, all about sports and hobbies, which was
a party bag of topics, wasn't it?
Bloody well was.
Been eventful.
Oh, cheers for coming in again, Robbie.
That's all right. I won't be back next week.
No, okay. Well, have fun wherever you're going.
Yeah, I'll speak to you on the phone.
Okay, mate.
Can I phone in?
Yeah.
You give me a number?
We'll call you up. Yeah, right. We'll do. Cheers for being my...
Sounds like you won't.
Ignore him.
I'm off to on my Laura Stag do.
On your what?
My Laura Stag do. It's a private joke. Probably shouldn't make it. Yeah. But yeah, it's been a pleasure. And thanks to Lukey Moore for popping in.
Yes.
Thanks legends. To Lee Barnard from Melbourne.
That
News
wasn't
Design.
Lee Barnard. That was some... Oh, he's stooge. That was the wrong team. I'm going to come back next week with evidence and proof.
Oh, cheers for listening to the Jack Mate Show. Cheers, Will. What should we go out on, Tom?
Oh, this is one of my favourite bands is by a band, Paper Moves.
Paper
Moves. And the singer, he's just got a certain kind of voice. And I think his mum, Judith, should be very proud of him, even if he does leave microphones up at the end of things.
Paper Shapes, I think it was.
Paper
let's,
Shapes?
Let's have some of that. Enjoy your Friday, motherfuckers.
Yeah, get in. Oh my god. Let's build up.
He's just hitting
it's the running it's the running joke that we can't fix the mic.
He's just smashing.
Oh, he's doing hip to be a hipster.
I love how cool we are. Bye.
No!
It just seems like everybody else in the world doesn't want to be as cool as us.
Maybe nobody wants to be a hipster anymore.
Of course they do, mate. It's hip to be a hipster. Doesn't matter. It's hip to be a hipster. Let's do this. Sit down, fuckers, you don't know who we are. We're hipster gods.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, we're next level indie, we're cool and shit. We do loads of drugs and get away with it.
We don't mean coke, that shit's too hard.
We just snort sherbet from our subway cars. Cause my hipster life is much better than yours. You work a 9 to 5,
we've got a 9 skateboard.
I'm a hipster kid and I dress the best.
Top button done up, we nearly choked to death. And our music taste, well it's the best around.
We're like a chilly and minor bruv, we're so underground. We wear thick glasses when girls are about.
They're just the 3D ones.
With the middle punched out. Hold up mate, you're looking kinda weird.
Oh shit son, I'm forgetting the beard. It's hip to be a hipster. Cool to be a hipster. Shit if you're not hipster. So hip to be a hipster. It's hip to be a hipster. Cool to be a hipster. Shit if you're not hipster. So hip to be a hipster. It's hip to be a hipster and we're hipper than you.
We do hipster better than the other hipsters do.
We don't follow the rest, we stand out from the crowd. If other people like it then it ain't allowed. We love Ed Sheeran but we had to stop.
We knew Macklemore before Thrift Shop.
Wear skinny jeans, roll your trouser legs up.
If a girl sees your ankle, she'll be down to fuck. So fuck her and chuck her, we're too cool for love.
We're the kind of guys girls are dreaming of. But we don't dream.
Nah, we're living it, son.
You only live once. And we're hipster till we die, and even after that, we'll be hipster zombies.
Wearing hipster hats.
We're the walking dead, but we don't eat brains.
We just sit around playing Game Boy games.
It's hip to be a hipster. Cool to be a hipster. Shit if you're not hipster. So hip to be a hipster. It's hip to be a hipster. Cool to be a hipster. Shit if you're not hipster. So hip to be a hipster.
Party.
Free drinking.
Sipping on lattes.
Without a cream.
Playing drinking games.
Yeah.
Kind of do the same.
It's hip to be a hipster. Cool to be a hipster. Shit if you're not hipster. So hip to be a hipster. It's hip to be a hipster. Cool to be a hipster. Shit if you're not hipster. So hip to be a hipster.
Jack, I look like such a plonker.
You don't, you look fine.
Look at me, I don't even like hipsters.
You don't even like it, are you telling me this now? Oh, just pretend.
Fine.
It's hip to be a hipster. Cool to be a hipster.